You guys got no more heavy notes? We're doing light notes.
No, that's it. I'm done.
Okay, all right, we'll bang this out. Yeah, interesting thing from some unpronounceable city in Japan.
Wait, here, I can do that.
Yeah, you can do that.
It's Utsunomiya.
Utsunomiya.
Is that what it is?
Utsunomiya.
You can look at it.
Utsunomiya.
You got to look at mine.
Well, I was just wondering if, of course, you know, we got American cars. A lot of American guys here are nuts over Asian girls. I wonder if our cars would like to talk to these Asian cars. I mean, it says they talk to each other. Do they like fornicate in the middle of the highway there? Or what are they doing?
Baby, I love your paint job.
You can link them together,
so to speak,
so that. For
Does
example,
have, like male cars and female cars? Or?
Well,
they're. I mean, of course, Japan is definitely cranking in the technology department. What they're doing here is actually they're doing like a full scale test to see cars talking with other cars and motorcycles, as well as intersections and stoplights.
No, it's like a vehicle avoidance the airplanes
exactly.
have.
Exactly. So, in other words, a motorcycle comes whizzing up, and then you all of a sudden hear a warning in your car saying, you know. It's a
pull up.
Yamaha 600 coming at whoop 5. You know, left hand side, or right hand side, or whatever.
Look out!
You know, that would be cool. I wonder if the warnings are going to sound like that when we get them over here. You'll buy a Toyota car.
That's right. Well, konnichiwa.
Konnichiwa.
That's right.
Take hard ref, you stupid American.
You're going to be inaudibly late.
But what is the guy on the motorcycle here?
Hit the brake, you stupid evil Knievel.
I was just riding along and my motorcycle it saw this jump over here and just went all by itself.
All by itself.
And just did this jump.
And Knievel.